Hi, I'm Sophie.
I'm Olivia.
And I'm Emily, Youth Voices Manager here at WSKG.
And this is the other side.
We are talking about parenting styles and their effects on teenagers.
I feel like with like different generations, they've all had different parenting styles. So my parents are millennials.
Mine are baby boomers.
I feel like there is definitely a big difference between like the baby boomers and millennials, but I don't know. I feel like the baby boomer trauma got dumped, like all the trauma from whatever happened then got dumped into the millennials. And I feel like just like the millennials haven't had that. They don't have that reflection process. They can't like reflect on, well, like what
their actions are. Yeah. And, yeah, I agree. I think that parents tell us a lot that we need to think on our actions before we do them and not say things that, like, if they're not nice. But I don't think that they really take the time and think of how their words will affect us and how their actions will affect us and how we feel in our mental health. I feel more comfortable talking to my peers about things.
Yes, most definitely peers. I don't really have that connection with my parents like that because I don't really talk to my dad. And with my mom, it's just, we're trying to figure it out, but I definitely feel way more comfortable, like, talking to you about stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree. I don't, like, I have the, like, parent-daughter relationship. I don't have, like, a friendship with my parents. That's just, like, not how our relationship is.
And it also feels, like, kind of, like, I don't want to come off as, like, disrespectful towards my parents, kind of, like, pointing out their flaws and, like, how it's affecting me. So I don't really, like, have that comfortability, like, pointing it out because it always comes back as, like, seen as, like, disrespectful and just, like, not listening to authority and not respecting authority. And they just don't really do that, like, thinking part.
Yeah. And, like, also when they, like, talk to us about things, how they focus on the things that we're doing wrong but not the things that we're doing right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your room's not clean enough or your grades aren't good enough or just like small things like that. But they don't like praise us for the things that we do right. Like if we bring a grade up, they don't point out that and they don't like tell us good job or it's just the negative things.
Mm-hmm. And like even like say I'll like clean more, like I'll just clean and they like don't notice it. And then like say there's a day where I take a break and I'm just not having it. I just want to have like my rest day. And they're like, oh, the house needs to be clean. Like, this is, like, why are you never doing chores? But then, like, when you do stuff without them asking, like, it goes unnoticed. And it's just, like, asking for praise, I feel like it's just, like, kind of uncomfortable.
It's like seeking attention.
Yeah. It kind of feels like seeking attention. And I don't know. It's
don't
just, yeah.
It's
not something, yeah, no, that's not something I would bring up with my parents.
Yeah.
So along those lines of communicating, how do you go about getting into a conversation like that and asking for your needs to be met?
Therapy, to be honest. It was not, before I did therapy, I've tried therapy multiple times, but before therapy and after, there's definitely a big difference. And I feel like without therapy, at least for me, some of the conversations that I've been able to have with my parents would have not happened because it's kind of given me like the skills on how to cope with certain stuff, but also have healthy communication without it turning into something huge.
I feel like with my parents, I'll tell them that I need to talk to them about something important and it'll start off calm, but then it will escalate into an argument and then it'll just go on and then we'll both, like all of us will just end up being upset. And it could be over like something so small.
Yeah, it's like a chain reaction. Like once someone's upset, like it kind of just sets off everybody in the house. And I understand that.
I feel like knowing like when to cross, like when the line is crossed too, is a hard thing for parents. Like when you are arguing with them, I think they'd have a hard time knowing when it's a good time to like back off and just kind of give you and them a chance to breathe and like take some time to cool off so it's not just screaming at each other.
I agree with that. And with like the whole like taking a break, I kind of notice this and it's not like all adults do this, but I've noticed with a lot of like millennials, especially, when a conversation's not going their way, like immediately the second they want to end it, it's just like, we're done with the conversation. Like, let's go. But if there's like in the heat of the moment and you get uncomfortable and you want to take a break, it's like, why are you running away? Why are you leaving the conversation? Like, why don't you want to just talk about it? And I feel like they just, like, they don't, like, they apply certain things to them, but, like, not to us.
I agree with that. Things are okay for them to do, but not okay for us to do.
And, like, I understand that with, like, of course, like, certain stuff adults are going to be able to do that we're not going to be able to until we're adults. But with, like, communication-wise, like, don't, like, you got to give us, like, the same, like, amount of respect in a way. Like, I know that you're, like, my parent. You deserve respect and stuff, but.
But you're also a person and you deserve respect.
Yeah, and, like, it's kind of like a 50-50 thing because, like, if one's giving 100 and the other's giving 0, it's never going to work out.
You have to put in, like, the same amount of effort, and respect goes both ways.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they are that way because of the way parenting was modeled for them by their parents?
Yes.
I think it is.
Yes. I feel like they didn't really talk about, like, mental health and stuff, especially with, like, the baby boomers and the millennials. I feel like mental health wasn't a big thing for them. It was more of, like,
I agree. I think it's a much more of a now thing.
Yeah.
I think when they were growing up, it was just, like, brush it off, get through it, like, tough it out.
Yeah.
But, like, now, like, more people, like, go through, like, depression and anxiety and, like, mental health things.
And we're also more aware of it because of technology. Yeah. Now we have a lot easier access to stuff. And, like, literally, if I'm, like, if I feel like I'm having the flu, I just search up symptoms and I'm, like, okay, should probably go to the doctor for that. But,
everything's,
I mean,
like,
got, like,
touch.
A basis of what it could be. And so now, like, with technology the way it is, like, we're definitely more open to, like, mental health stuff and being aware of our mental health and how to cope with stuff. And I feel like when they were growing up, they didn't have that, so it wasn't, like, really just, like, that big of a thing. But, like, I think it's good that it's good that we're aware of it now. I feel like they need to kind of catch up to speed and get aware too, because, like, if they're downplaying our mental health, they could be downplaying theirs too, and that's not healthy for them either.
I also think that they don't, like, I understand people have, like, their own things going on, but I don't think they really think about what goes on when we're not at home and, like, when we're at school, because, like, we're teenagers. There's going to be drama. There's going to be arguments, and there's going to be, like, you're going to lose friends. You're going to get friends. And I don't think they, like, bring that into perspective when they think about things like your grades. And, like, I don't, at least, like, some, I feel like some adults don't really, like, ask you about, like, the things that are going on at school. And, like, it's just, like, you're doing bad in school. Like, that's, like, you're not trying.
And it's not even, like, with my parents, I don't come home and, like, just, like, talk about my day. It's typically, like, did you get your homework done? Go do your work, or, like, you have chores to do. It's not really, like, did you have a good day? Did you have a bad day? Like, what happened? What caused you to have that type of day? I feel like that put up, like, a border, too, with, like, the communication, like, worrying about what we're doing wrong and stuff, like, as you were saying earlier. I don't want to be open to my parents anymore if they just, like, kind of, like, in a way, don't care to ask about my day.
But it's also, like, when you open up to them, it's your fault. Like, it ends up being, like, a... that's, like, on you.
Or,
like,
used against you. Yes.
I agree.
If you feel like your words are going to be used against you, it makes it very hard to open up the lines of communication. What do you think would be a helpful way forward in rebuilding those lines of communication or creating new ones?
Definitely just figuring out, like, a healthy communication between the two, because everyone has different forms of, like, healthy communication, because some people have different preferences and all that stuff. So I definitely feel like finding that, like, in between and meeting in the middle with each other. And I mean, if therapy would be an option, like, of course, try that. And I mean, not saying, like, you have to or anything. For me, it was beneficial. I'm not saying it's going to be beneficial for everybody, but it's always a good option to try. And it's always a good safety net to have. And, like, even I had, when it got pretty bad at home, I had, like, this chart of, like, how to have a normal conversation without it, like, bursting into arguments and stuff. So literally, like, what we would do is we'd put it on the table, and we would just, like, anytime someone would get a little heated, like, we would read out loud the rules again, and then we would just, like, take some time and think about it and just come back to it. And it did help a lot.
I feel like just kind of thinking about how you're speaking to each other. Is this going to hurt, like, what I'm saying, is this going to hurt the person that I'm talking to? Is this going to hurt my child? Is this going to hurt my parent? Like, just, like, thinking about what you say, because your words might not seem like they would hurt somebody, but they can hurt really bad, and that can, like, stick with them. cause different mental health things like depression and anxiety and like eating disorders and things like that.
Yeah.
Have your parents ever joined you in a therapy session? Have they made that effort?
So I had originally, I started therapy when I was like 11, 12. It was not an enjoyable experience for me. So it kind of did ruin the experience of therapy for me for a long time. And I kind of like refused to go because it just wasn't a good, she just didn't match up with who I was and it just didn't work out. And then it got to the point where like, I kind of like needed it. Like it got to a point where I kind of like really needed it and they did force it on me, but I have done family sessions. I do prefer having my own like personal therapist. I don't really like, I mean, I do think family therapy is helpful, but it also comes down to like, I kind of feel like the adults kind of side with each other and the kid doesn't really get listened to as much. And since like all the experiences I've had, it's kind of been that way. So that's why I kind of like to have my own therapist that kind of just is like listens to me and understands like where I'm coming from instead of like just having my parents kind of like warp and like manipulate kind of what it like how it's been. But therapy, family therapy did help. It's just, yeah, I feel like the parents, like with the adults, it kind of feels like they're just gonna side with each other and like you're not really still like heard.
Yeah, I think that happens a lot when adults will take each other's side because they're older and they're more experienced and they've like been through these things.
They know better.
Yeah, they're more mature. And I don't know, I think that since they're older, they think they have like more power over us. And I get they are older and like we have to like respect them and stuff. But like I also don't think that makes them better than us.
Right.
And I think that they might think, like not all people, like not all adults, you know, but I do think that they think they're better than us because they're older.
Yeah, and they'd be surprised like what we do now. Like I feel like with age, like you are wiser, like the older you get, the more wiser you are. You have been through a lot of experiences, but I feel like they kind of take it where like they do this thing where like I was a teenager once. I lived, like, I know exactly what it's been like to go down that road. Like, I've lived your life. And it's kind of like a, no, you haven't. Like, you really haven't. Like, just because you went through, like, your teenage experiences or, you know, like, that does not mean that we have the same life at all. And, like, especially the generations, like, how we've been raised, it's completely different from what, like, my parents were raised.
Yeah, I agree.
What is the ideal parent for you?
Just somebody that's going to listen to you and not like pick you apart for everything that you do and will understand and support you through things and just like being understanding of like the things that you go through because they were a teenager once, like, you know, they've all done things that we've done probably. And
for my ideal type of parent, I think obviously having rules and boundaries is definitely a need because at a young age, we don't know what's good for ourselves and we can get ourselves in trouble. So I of course, rules and boundaries would be a thing. But I also feel like not like making your kids feel like they need to work to be loved. And if they don't do enough in the house or they don't do like get A pluses in school, like they're not good enough. You know what I mean? And I want my kids, like, when I, especially, like, with my, like, when I have kids in the future, like, I would want them to come to me and talk to me about, like, drama at school. Like, I want them to be able to lean on me and trust me enough to talk about stuff, but also understand that there's certain boundaries because there's certain stuff I'm not going to share until they're older, obviously, because they're just not mature enough for it yet. But definitely, like, rules, boundaries, and good communication and understanding each other and where you've been and what how your lives are different and what you guys go through because, like, parents also go through a lot too. They go through a lot with work and you don't know what happened that third day if they had a bad day at work. So I feel like just being very understanding with each other and having very good communication, talking all the time about your feelings, it's very good.
Yes, communication. Because if you don't have, like, if you don't trust each other, then
it's like, not going to work out.
This is a teen's take on generational differences.
The Other Side is a production of 4-H Unity and WSKG Youth Voices. You can find more of us at wskg.org/theotherside or wherever you get your podcasts. Our executive producers are Brianna Moreno and Kelly Mabee. Community educators Terrence Barcliff, Aaron Every, and Dave Itwilliger. Sound engineering by Seth Nichols. Executive producer is Christine Dempsey, and producer Emily Swan. Thank you to our fellow teen leaders for feedback and support. See you next time on The Other Side.